With the start of the new year comes the start of a new term for the Michigan Supreme Court. Joining me now is the newest member of the court, Justice Elizabeth Welch. Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Doug. Thanks for having me.
You won one of two seats in November, and Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick was reelected to her second eight-year term. You were both Democratic Party nominees, and that flipped the court from a Republican-backed majority to a Democratic one. Why do you think you and Chief Justice McCormick won?
Well, I think, one, we both worked very, very hard. We ran really robust campaigns. We had incredible teams. We had incredible support all over the state. I think also our message resonated. I think our commitment to fairness and access to justice is one that the public does care about, particularly when you start talking about it more and speaking about the challenges and the improvements that can be made. I think also, frankly, our Chief Justice has been absolutely amazing in leading on those sort of important changes. And I had the privilege of working alongside her in the campaign.
What do you think the flip in the majority might mean in the future for the court?
You know, it's funny. Everybody obviously loves to speculate about that. And I know you've spoken to many justices, and we never, ever can talk about how we would rule because each case comes individually to the court and each one gets a hard, solid look individually. And I do believe that the justices, in fact, actually do approach that job with incredible seriousness, strip partisan ship out of the equation and really try to make the best decision based on the law. And I think what's really important to know is the vast majority of decisions actually are not split. The court often is unanimous or 5-2. Of course, the cases that get the most coverage are often very big matters that are sort of steeped in controversy that land in the courts. And sometimes you'll see 4-3 decisions. I think in those cases, what you see is a difference in judicial philosophy. And so I think for the most part, I don't think it changes the court in the day-to-day, how it functions. I think a lot of the cases, you will see solid agreement among the justices. And then, there will be those occasional cases where maybe you will see the philosophies coming through for the different justices.
You've been an attorney for more than two decades, and for the past 13 years have had your own practice in Grand Rapids with a focus on employment law. You've also done a lot of work on education issues. What other areas of the law seem especially important to you right now here in Michigan?
Well, I do think the world of COVID has deeply impacted all of our lives, and that will enter the court system. It already has. So whether it's the employer-employee relationship and how that is being handled in the workplace, whether it's contract disputes because of COVID and shutdowns and what's happened to existing contracts, it's going to be a lot of work for the courts to sort a lot of those issues out.
Since the November presidential election, we've seen our election process and results questioned in both state and federal courts. And again, with an acknowledgement that you can't comment on issues that might come before the court, more broadly, what has stood out to you about seeing so many levels of our legal systems involved in that election process?
I mean, yes, you're right. Every aspect of government has been implicated this past year. As I say to people, while we certainly can't talk about how we would ever rule on any of those issues, what we do talk about is it is an example of why the courts are so important. We know that if there is a disagreement between branches of government, the court is where that ultimately gets resolved.
Could you explain what newly elected justices are required to do about their business affairs and other commitments to avoid any potential conflicts as they join the court?
There are clear rules. There's something called the judicial canons, which is basically the code of ethics that govern all judges. Once I knew I had been fortunate enough to win the election, I have been working very, very hard to wind down my practice. Basically, you can't practice law and be a judge. I can certainly handle if somebody needs a copy of a document or, tax matters, those sort of things. But for the most part, everything will be wound down by the end of the calendar year.
I spoke to Chief Justice McCormick shortly after the election, and I asked her what advice she would give to you as you joined the court. In full disclosure, she said she didn't know that you really needed her advice. But she did share some thoughts. Let's take a listen.
The most important thing is to show up to each conversation in each conference with your independent judgment about what the correct legal answer is, and then be willing to have your mind changed.
How does that advice fit into the way that you're approaching your new position?
Yeah, I think actually I will absolutely listen to any advice our Chief Justice gives. She's incredible. And in fact, her advice there just shows why she is such an incredible leader in our state. I have largely, I think people who know me and served with me in various capacities through the years know that I certainly, you know, may come into whether it's a meeting or a collaborative group with my own thoughts, but I have always been willing to have my mind changed and work with others. And I agree. I think that skill set is perhaps one of the most essential skill sets for a Supreme Court justice. I am also working hard on building a strong team that will have the same philosophy, because you have all these other justices with their teams. And the goal is to hopefully have a great working relationship where everybody works well together, even if there's a difference of opinion on a particular case.
Elizabeth Welch is the newest justice on the Michigan Supreme Court. Justice Welch, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much, Doug. Thanks for having me.
And the state Supreme Court will get right to work in its new term. Justices will hear oral arguments in a total of 11 cases on Wednesday and Thursday. You're listening to Michigan Radio.